It's 8:55, down to 13 degrees right now here at our WIOL studios. Time to take a look at the commodity markets on this Tuesday morning as we bring in Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we've just been back and forth here this morning on corn and beans and wheat ahead of the USDA report at 11. Numbers aren't expected to change very much. One number that came out this morning was from Brazil's own USDA, CONAB. They came out and said they were lowering their bean production a little bit, but they were still going to have 102 million metric tons, which USDA's got them only at 100, and then they were going to raise their corn 300,000 to up to 82.3, which was a little higher than last time. So those numbers might affect things a little more than the USDA if USDA numbers come in about as expected. And they're really not changing much of anything on those expectations of the USDA numbers. So it's attitude, I think. We've been down, down, down for so long. Now, will the attitude change on a shock or on less than expected or more than expected? And that comes at 11. We'll go from there. If we do bounce very far, there's a lot of people ready to sell cash or protect, you know, 10 to 15 cents up if it does go up that way. On the downside, it's just going to put more pressure on everybody to take care of what they need to and what they have left to sell. So report at 11 o'clock. Who knows which it'll be right now with the numbers. Don't know that it's going to change much of anything except maybe a little attitude. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it. And let's take a look at the numbers with some specifics here this morning. Pretty flat on the corn side, really. Most things unchanged. May is down 0.75 cents at 356 3/4. The December down 0.25 at 378 1/4. May 17 corn is up 0.25 at 394 1/4. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, trading slightly higher in early trading since the 8:30 reopen. January beans up 1 1/4 at 882 1/4. March beans up 1 1/4 at 862 1/2. The May beans up 1 at 865. August beans up 1 at 873 1/2. Soybean meal up 50 at 269.30. Soybean oil for January up 2 at 29.10. For March up 16 at 29.41. Wheat trading a little bit lower in Chicago. March wheat down 2 1/4 at 466 3/4. The May wheat down 2 at 472 1/2. Hard red winter wheat in Kansas City up 1/4 for both March and May in the early going. On the livestock side for February, February live cattle up 75 at 132.92 1/2. April live cattle up 62 1/2 at 133.67 1/2. The feeders for January up 155 at 161 even, and the March feeders up 137 1/2 at 158.17 1/2. Hogs for February up 120 at 60.90, and April lean hogs up 87 1/2 at 66.35. Weather here locally, it's been turning colder really since about the middle of the night. We were up at about 30 degrees at 5 a.m., now down to 13 degrees on Friends Plaza here in Urbana. Temperatures continuing to fall by to 10 degrees by late afternoon. And the wind, the big story here this morning, winter weather advisory set to expire at 9 o'clock with blowing snow, but the winds will continue to blow 15 to 25 miles per hour out of the northwest, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Wind chill readings anywhere from 3 below to 13 below zero. Partly cloudy tonight, near steady temperatures around 7 degrees, west winds 5 to 15. The wind chill readings from 10 below up to zero. Tomorrow night is cold, mostly cloudy, the high 27 degrees, south winds 5 to 15. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.